Researchers in Melbourne have made a significant discovery which could lead to new treatments for autoimmune diseases such as arthritis and lupus. The scientists have identified the process through which DNA is transferred from individual cells into the body's bloodstream. It's that misplaced DNA that seems to be the culprit in the development of autoimmune diseases. It all starts with the mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Here's Professor Benjamin Kyle from the Monash University Biomedicine Discovery Unit.
The mitochondria has its own tiny little genome, which encodes 13 genes. And we've known for a long time that the mitochondrial genome finds its way into the bloodstream. We've known that there's DNA in the bloodstream of humans now for more than 60 years. And we know that that's pro-inflammatory, and we know that inflammation often leads to autoimmune disease. But how mitochondrial DNA might find its way from inside the mitochondria into the bloodstream has been a real mystery. And in essence, what we've done is to visualize for the first time the process by which mitochondrial DNA makes its way from inside not one but two mitochondrial membranes into the main body of the cell, which is a real landmark in terms of cell biology and a real clue as to how DNA gets into the circulation and then can trigger inflammatory and autoimmune disease processes.
It turns out that when your cells die, as they do every day, DNA is squeezed out of the mitochondria and dumped outside the cell. And this is where things can sometimes go horribly wrong. In people who develop autoimmune illnesses, the body doesn't recognise that DNA out of location, and so it attacks the DNA. There's even a suggestion that the body might confuse its own DNA with bacterial DNA, which is very similar.
Any kind of DNA is recognised as foreign, and it's all about location or geography. It's just about where it is. And so if the DNA is inside your nucleus, in a cell, inside your mitochondria, there isn't a problem. But what the body's What we increasingly appreciate about the body's immune system is that it's very much a geographical event. If it sees something out of context, it's like bumping into your high school teacher at the supermarket, that worlds collide phenomenon. And I think the immune system is primed to recognise things that are out of context. And when it sees DNA, it thinks this is a foreign event.
So now that scientists understand how the troublesome DNA ends up in the bloodstream, they believe there could be new drug treatments to tackle autoimmune conditions.
This insight, using this fairly cutting-edge microscopy approach, tells us now that it's essentially a collateral damage event, that it's part of the normal process of programmed cell death, that the release of mitochondrial DNA is really not a deliberate or a pathogen-driven event. It's all part of the normal process of programmed cell death. So what we understand now is that it's what happens next that goes wrong. There must be something about the process by which those cells are disposed of that ultimately allows that mitochondrial DNA to drive an autoinflammatory response. So that opens up some interesting lines of inquiry and allows us to look at classes of drug that haven't been previously implicated in autoimmune diseases and to think about conceptually testing different approaches to inflammatory and autoimmune conditions.
That's Professor Kyle from Melbourne's Monash University.